A federal appeals court unanimously supported the Bush administration's right to conceal the names of those from whom it seeks advice. The case began 4 years ago when Vice President Cheney's Energy Policy Task Force solicited opinions from private energy executives. In response, two groups, the Sierra Club and Judicial Watch, promptly sued for disclosure. Our correspondent Faraj Shadeya spoke with Christopher Edley, Dean and Professor of Law at the University of California, Berkeley.
Let me make sure I have this right. This case bounced from an appellate court to the Supreme Court, which sent it back to the appellate court, and the first time the appellate court upheld the judge's order to reveal names of those who advised Vice President Cheney on energy policy. Now, why did this same court unanimously rule in favor of the administration?
It's a fascinating decision because it restrikes the balance between the White House concern with what it asserts is its interest in being able to consult broadly within the administration, but also with outsiders, on the one hand, and the view of some public interest groups that there ought to be as much sunshine as possible on the way the White House does business.
Do you think the court was right in this ruling, or was it right the previous time?
I actually think it was right in this ruling. First, let me emphasize that this ruling was what's called an en banc ruling, so it involved all of the judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, Democrats and Republicans alike, and they ruled unanimously. So that in itself is quite significant. But the second point is that this opinion, unlike several others that judges have issued, seems to me to demonstrate much more sophistication in appreciating what it's like to be in government trying to make complicated public policy decisions. I'm actually of the view, having served in two administrations at the White House, that too much sunshine can actually inhibit sound decision making. The problem here is not that the public is unaware of who met with whom. The problem is that a lot of people in the public, myself included, don't like the policy choices that were made. The remedy to that is not forcing full disclosure of every meeting and every conversation, or putting TV cameras in every office in the West Wing. The remedy to that is to elect different people to political office, and also to see to it that when decisions are then delegated from the White House to administrative agencies, that they obey the law in allowing full participation at that stage.
Why is it important that any presidential administration be allowed to withhold certain information from the public?
Look, here's the situation. If I'm sitting there working for the president trying to put together a legislative proposal, I didn't come into the job knowing everything about everything. I've got to have an ability to get smart not only by consulting with people who are inside the administration, and that's clearly permissible under the statutes, but I've also got to be able to pick up the phone or have meetings with people who are outside the administration to get smart. Now, the objection is, well, but what happens if the guy in that White House job only talks to people who are one side of the issue instead of talking to people on multiple sides of the issue? Well, that, it seems to me, is the difference between politics and judging. If you're in a court of law, the judge, the jury are obliged to hear both sides of the issue. But once we have an election and we put people in positions of power expecting them to exercise some discretion, you've got to expect that they aren't necessarily going to act like judges. They're going to act like what they are, and that is political officials.
Christopher Edley is Dean and Professor of Law at UC Berkeley's Bolt School of Law. Thanks again for joining us.
Take care.
Faraj Shadeya, NPR News.